Here's the word for today.
From Vision 180 magazine.
To help you live different every day.
God will bless you for doing it. James chapter 1, verse 25. Dr. David Jeremiah tells of a well-known seminary professor who spent a summer studying in Jerusalem. In his apartment building lived an Orthodox Jewish rabbi with whom he studied Hebrew throughout the summer. One day, the professor sat and listened to his Jewish friend recite the entire book of Psalms in Hebrew without missing so much as a jot or title. Now that's pretty impressive, right? But God doesn't bless you for merely reading his word or memorizing it, or even being able to repeat it word for word in the original languages. God only promises to bless those who do what his word says. Reading your Bible without putting it into practice is like going to a good restaurant and eating the menu while ignoring the meal. Don't just listen to God's word. Do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey it, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you carefully look into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. One of the dangers of enjoying great preaching is that you can enjoy it and go home intellectually and emotionally moved, but spiritually unchanged. The knowledge of God's word is vitally important. But a head knowledge of the scriptures can actually water a root of the spiritual pride in your heart. So you applaud the scriptures, but you don't actually apply them. So do God's word.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.